For people with disabilities in our regions, it's programs like Ability Links, which give them the platform to achieve their goals, make decisions on how they want to live their lives, be a part of our community. But today there are reports that the program will allegedly end at the end of this year, despite a $40 million funding commitment from the state and federal governments ahead of the elections. So how much of an impact would this have on people with disabilities in our region? Tim Crackenthorpe is the state member for Newcastle. He's my guest this morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kaya.
Had you heard this? What are your thoughts hearing these reports this morning?
Look, I'm devastated to hear these reports. I mean, having previously worked in disability support myself, I've seen firsthand just how vital services like Ability Links are. So, you know, I'll certainly be raising this in Parliament. I mean, I was only down at Bar Beach yesterday speaking to someone who works in the disability sector about how important this program is to people's mental health, to their social health, and, yeah, to their physical health as well. So, you know, they didn't know anything about it. And opening up the paper first thing this morning, I was, very, very disappointed. And, you know, there's $40 million that's been committed beyond June, and how can that possibly run out by November?
What do we know about this program and the services it provides to the Hunter community?
Well, this particular service provides the ability to take disabled people out into the community, out doing certain events, interacting, helping people get amongst the community and doing programs such as the one down at Bar Beach that has been very, very successful, getting people into the surf, swimming, and that's been so successful they've run that out throughout Australia. That's one example. But there are many, many others of, people can't just sit around either in, group homes or wherever they are and not interact with the community. And this was brought out some time ago in the report 2009 that said, we've really got to get people out into the community. That report called Shut Out, a national disability strategy, said people have been shut in for years, hidden away in large institutions, and we've got to get them out. And this is vital to doing that.
Looking around this morning as well, there was a 2017 report that looked at Ability Links that said it provided, it was almost immeasurable how much good a service like this provided to communities around the state. Does it surprise you then that they are struggling for funding, that this isn't high on the agenda of current government?
Well, it's very disappointing, but not that surprising that it isn't high on the agenda. I mean, it is another cut to disability services from the state government. They've been dragged, kicking and screaming just to fund disability advocacy just for one more year. But, then we've got to fight another battle to get funding beyond that. They've offloaded all the disability workers from FACS and the Stockton Centre. They're just saying, now it's a federal government responsibility, and a lot of people are losing their jobs or decreasing their pay. And, it's disappointing for the families, it's disappointing for the people themselves, and it's disappointing for the community. I mean, this is a great Hunter-born program that has been very, very successful and lauded throughout the country, yet the government doesn't seem to see, the advantages of continuing to run it. I mean, it is about so much more than just helping people with a disability. They support families and they also create jobs, and it's so vital to their health and mental health and well-being.
Sitting in opposition at the moment, what do you feel like you can do from your position of power?
Well, I'm going down to Parliament tonight, so I'll certainly be raising it this week in Parliament. I'll be writing to the Minister today, and I'll be raising it in Parliament this week.
What do you hope that will achieve?
Well, certainly bring it to the Minister's attention, certainly put pressure on the Minister, certainly get the community activated, and hopefully we can have some explanation, some clarity on exactly what is going on with all this money. I mean, there's a report from an employee that has been $40 million and it's running out. So where is the money? What has it been spent on? It certainly hasn't gone into that program. So where is it? And if it isn't, then it should be, and can we have Ability Links continued? they're the questions that have to be answered. So they're the sorts of questions that I'll be putting to the minister this week.
You mentioned community there as well. What role does community have now in advocating for services like this?
Well, the community needs to activate and get in touch with this government, with their representatives such as myself and, you know, such as the minister, such as anyone in Parliament, and also with the organisation, and just find out, get some clarity on it, and put the pressure on disability groups and people in the community themselves. Mm.
Tim Crackenthorpe, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, Kai.
State Member for Newcastle there talking about the reports that we're hearing around today that AbilityLinks could run out of funding by November.